It seems like everywhere you turn these days, AI is popping up, right?
Yeah, it's really incredible how fast it's becoming part of like everything we do.
And it's not just, our phones and our homes. AI is making a huge impact on how businesses operate.
Definitely, especially when it comes to CRM.
Right, CRM. And one platform that's at the forefront of this whole AI integration is Salesforce.
Oh, for sure. Salesforce is a major player. I mean, just look at the numbers. A whopping 87% of businesses have either already jumped on the AI bandwagon within Salesforce, or they're planning to by the end of this year.
That's a massive amount. So it's clear that businesses are seeing the potential here, but what does it actually mean to bring AI into Salesforce? What are the real-world benefits, and how do you even go about implementing it effectively? That's exactly what we're diving into today.
It's going to be a great deep dive. We're going to be pulling insights from Salesforce CRM implementation with AI, the ultimate guide. It's a fantastic resource that lays out the whole landscape, and we'll be breaking it down in a way that's useful for anyone looking to leverage AI within Salesforce.
Perfect. So we're going beyond just the hype and getting into the practicalities when we talk about how AI can actually improve decision-making, predict future trends, and streamline all those everyday processes that can sometimes bog businesses down.
Yeah, and we're talking about significant improvements too, not just like small incremental gains. I mean, McKinsey has reported that businesses using AI in Salesforce are seeing like a 30% reduction in customer churn.
Wow, that's a big deal.
It is, and on the flip side, they're seeing a 40% increase in lead conversion.
So that's a huge boost to the bottom line right there.
Absolutely.
Okay, before we go any further, let's make sure everyone's on the same page here. For someone who might be new to this whole world, what exactly does a Salesforce implementation involve? What does that process look like for a business?
So essentially, a Salesforce implementation is all about setting up and customizing the Salesforce platform to fit the specific needs of a business.
Okay, so tailoring it to exactly how they work.
Exactly. This can involve customizing the platform to match their specific workflows, integrating Salesforce with other systems they might be using, migrating all their existing customer data over, and of course, training their teams to use Salesforce effectively.
Right, so it's a pretty involved process. And before AI became such a core part of this, how would a business typically approach a Salesforce implementation? What were the standard methods?
Well, traditionally, there are a few main approaches. Some businesses would handle it in-house, relying on their own IT department to do the heavy lifting.
Okay, so that requires having some serious in-house expertise.
Yeah, absolutely. They would need a team of Salesforce administrators, developers, analysts, people who really know the ins and outs of the platform.
Makes sense. What other options were there?
Another very common approach was to partner with a consulting firm that specializes in Salesforce implementations.
Ah, bringing in the experts.
Right? These partners bring a lot of experience to the table, and they know the best practices. So that can be a really valuable route for businesses who maybe don't have that deep in-house expertise.
Makes sense. Was there a third option?
Yeah, and some companies would go for a kind of hybrid approach, combining their own internal team's knowledge with the specialized skills of those external consultants.
Okay, so kind of a best of both worlds approach. But the guide points out that those traditional methods, regardless of which one a business chose, often came with their fair share of challenges, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Each approach had its potential downsides.
Like what? What were some of the common hurdles that businesses would run into?
Well, one of the things that makes Salesforce so powerful is its incredible customizability. But that customizability can also be a bit of a double-edged sword.
How so?
Because when you start doing a lot of customization, it can get very complex very quickly. And this can sometimes lead to what's called technical debt.
Technical debt. That sounds a bit ominous. What does that mean?
Basically, it's like accumulating a bunch of little quick fixes and workarounds in a system, and eventually all those little things make it much harder and more expensive to maintain and upgrade the system down the road. So it becomes like this burden that you're carrying.
Ah, I see. So it's like you're kind of sacrificing long-term maintainability for short-term gains.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's the whole challenge of data migration and integration, moving huge amounts of data from your old systems into Salesforce and making sure it all talks to your other applications smoothly. That can be a real headache.
Yeah, I can imagine that being a major undertaking.
It definitely is. And it requires really careful planning and execution to make sure you don't lose any data or end up with inaccuracies.
Absolutely. Any other challenges that come to mind?
Well, one of the biggest hurdles is getting everyone on board with the new system and making sure they actually use it effectively, right? You can have the most amazing Salesforce setup in the world, but if your teams aren't using it correctly or consistently, you're not going to see the benefits.
So user adoption and training are key.
absolutely crucial, and that takes time, resources, and a lot of effort to get everyone comfortable and proficient with the new way of doing things.
Makes sense.
And then you also have to think about scalability, especially if you're a growing business. What worked perfectly well when you were smaller might start to creak at the seams as you expand.
Right. Your needs change as you grow.
Exactly. And then, of course, there are the costs and the time involved in these traditional implementations. Especially for bigger projects, staying on budget and on schedule can be a real challenge.
So it sounds like there were some real pain points with those traditional methods. And this is really where integrating AI comes in and starts to address a lot of those challenges, right?
Exactly. And that's what makes this so exciting. AI is changing the game when it comes to Salesforce implementations.
So let's dig into that. What are the core advantages that AI brings to the table when it's integrated into a Salesforce implementation? What are the key benefits that businesses can expect to see?
Well, the guide highlights several really important ones. And the first one is all about empowering businesses to make truly data-driven decisions.
Data-driven decisions. We hear that phrase a lot these days. But what does it actually look like in the context of AI and Salesforce?
So what's transformative about AI is its ability to handle the sheer volume and variety of customer data that exists within Salesforce. And we're not just talking about structured data here, like customer profiles, purchase history, interaction logs, and things like that. AI can also analyze unstructured data, things like social media posts, customer reviews, support tickets, all sorts of stuff that would normally be way too time-consuming and complex for humans to analyze effectively.
That's a massive amount of information. How can AI possibly make sense of all that?
That's the power of machine learning. AI algorithms can sift through all that data and identify patterns and trends that would likely go completely unnoticed by human analysts. Take Einstein Analytics, for example. This is a powerful tool within Salesforce that can generate incredible reports and dashboards that visualize all sorts of crucial metrics. It can tell you things like customer lifetime value, churn rates, and so much more.
Can you give us a real-world example to illustrate how this plays out?
Imagine this. Einstein Analytics might reveal a surprising correlation in your data, something you never would have spotted on your own. Let's say it finds that customers who interact with a specific type of support content in their first month with your company are significantly more likely to become long-term, high-value clients.
That's a really valuable insight.
Right, and that's the kind of thing that could easily get lost in the noise if you were just relying on human analysis. But because AI can process all that data so quickly and thoroughly, it can uncover those hidden gems. And now, armed with that knowledge, you can proactively offer that support content to all your new customers and potentially see a dramatic improvement in your retention rates.
That's brilliant. So it's really about using those data insights to move from reactive strategies to proactive strategies.
Exactly. And AI takes that even further with its predictive capabilities. Not only can it help you understand past data, but it can also forecast future customer behavior and market trends.
So it's like having a crystal ball for your business. But how does that actually work?
By training machine learning models on historical data, AI can start to identify the key factors that influence customer actions. And once it understands those factors, it can start to predict what customers are likely to do in the future.
Okay, but can you give us a concrete example of how this predictive power plays out in the real world?
A perfect example is Einstein Lead Scoring. This is a feature in Salesforce that analyzes all your past lead data things like demographics, website interactions, email engagement, all that stuff, and it assigns a score to each new lead based on how likely they are to convert into a paying customer.
So it tells you which leads are the hottest, so to speak.
Exactly, and that means your sales team can prioritize their efforts, focusing on the leads that are most likely to turn into actual deals rather than wasting time chasing after leads that are probably going nowhere.
That's a huge efficiency boost, right? There.
It is. And then you have things like Einstein Opportunity Insights. This feature can analyze factors related to your current sales deals and predict how likely each deal is to close. But it goes even further than that. It can actually recommend the best next steps to take to increase those chances of closing. It might suggest specific content to share, the optimal time to follow up, or the best communication channels to use, all based on what's worked in the past with similar deals.
That sounds incredibly powerful. It's like having an AI-powered sales coach right there in Salesforce.
It really is. And think about the impact that could have on your business. How much more effective could your sales efforts be if you could accurately predict which leads are most likely to convert and know exactly what steps to take to close more deals?
It seems like a no-brainer.
It really does. And AI doesn't stop there. It can also play a huge role in optimizing every stage of your sales funnel. We've already talked about lead scoring, but AI can also help with lead nurturing, qualification, and so much more. It can automate initial outreach, personalize the content that leads receive based on their profile and behavior, and even identify when a lead is showing strong buying signals so your sales team can sweep in at just the right moment.
So it's about making the whole sales process smarter and more efficient.
Absolutely. And that efficiency extends beyond just sales. AI can help automate a lot of those time-consuming, repetitive tasks that bog down teams across various business functions.
Like what? Can you give us an example?
Think about those routine customer inquiries that your customer service team gets bombarded with every day. Things like requests for order status updates, basic account information, simple troubleshooting questions. A lot of these inquiries can be easily handled by AI-powered chatbots, like Einstein bots.
Oh, so those bots can actually take over some of those more mundane interactions.
Exactly. And the really impressive thing about the bots is that they can understand natural language. So customers can interact with them in a very conversational way, just as they would with a human agent. And if the bot encounters something it can't handle, it can seamlessly escalate the issue to a human agent, providing all the context they need to pick up the conversation smoothly.
So it's the best of both worlds: quick and efficient service for those simple inquiries, and human expertise when needed for the more complex issues.
Precisely. And for businesses, this means faster response times, happier customers, and a customer service team that's freed up to focus on those higher value interactions that really require their expertise.
It's win-win for everyone.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about efficiency, but are there other ways that AI can help boost productivity across different business functions within Salesforce?
Absolutely. The impact is felt in a lot of areas. One great example is Einstein Activity Capture. This feature can automatically log things like emails, calendar appointments, and other customer interactions directly into Salesforce, saving sales reps a ton of time on manual data entry.
Oh, wow. That would be a huge time saver.
It is. And it means they can spend more time actually selling and less time on administrative tasks. And we've already mentioned Einstein Opportunity Insights, which not only helps sales reps prioritize their tasks, but also provide those guided selling recommendations, ensuring they're focusing on the right activities at the right time.
So it's like having a personal assistant for your sales team.
Exactly. And on top of all that, you have AI-powered forecasting and pipeline management tools that give sales leaders a much clearer view of their overall sales performance.
Which means better decision-making, right?
Absolutely. They can make more informed decisions about resource allocation, strategy, and ultimately how to drive revenue growth.
So the takeaway here is that AI can really help businesses get more out of their existing teams, driving those productivity gains across the board.
Precisely. And for anyone listening who's thinking, this all sounds fantastic, but where do I even start? How do I actually implement AI within my own Salesforce environment? What would be the first steps they should take?
Right. I bet a lot of people are wondering that.
It's a great question. And the most crucial step, the one that really sets the foundation for everything else, is to clearly define your objectives. You need to identify the specific areas where you believe AI can have the biggest impact within your Salesforce setup.
Okay, so you need a roadmap, a clear destination in mind before you start the journey. What questions should businesses be asking themselves at this stage?
Think about the specific business challenges you're facing. Are you struggling to qualify leads effectively? Are you overwhelmed with routine customer support inquiries? Are your sales forecasts not as accurate as you'd like them to be? By pinpointing those specific pain points, you can start to identify the use cases where AI can deliver the most value.
So it's all about aligning your AI implementation with your overall business strategy.
Exactly. Having those clear goals in mind will keep your efforts focused and ensure that you're getting the maximum return on your AI investment.
Makes perfect sense. So you've identified your goals. What comes next?
The next crucial piece of the puzzle is data readiness. AI is all about data. It learns from data, it operates on data, it lives and breathes data. So the quality, the quantity, and the accessibility of your Salesforce data are absolutely paramount.
Right. You can't build a house on a shaky foundation. So how do you ensure your data is up to snuff?
You need to do a thorough assessment of your current data situation. Is your data clean? Is it consistent? Is it structured in a way that makes sense? Identify any gaps, inaccuracies, or inconsistencies, and address them proactively. And think about whether there's data from other systems that could be integrated into Salesforce to provide a more complete picture for your AI models.
Okay, so it's all about getting your data house in order. And once that's done,
once you have a clear understanding of your objectives and your data is prepped and ready to go, the next step is to familiarize yourself with the AI features and tools that Salesforce has to offer. Salesforce has a whole suite of incredibly powerful AI capabilities, things like Einstein Analytics for those data visualizations and insights, Einstein Discovery for uncovering those predictive insights, Einstein Bots for conversational AI, and Einstein Prediction Builder, which lets you build custom AI models.
Wow, that's a lot to unpack.
It is, but it's really exciting. And the key here is to explore those different tools and figure out which ones align best with the goals you've identified. So, for example, if your main priority is to improve your lead qualification process, you might want to dive deeper into Einstein rescoring and see what it can do for you.
So it's about understanding what's in the toolkit and picking the right tools for the job.
Exactly.
Okay, you've got your goals, your data's ready, you've identified the right tools. Now, how do you actually approach the implementation itself?
The key to a smooth and successful AI implementation within Salesforce is to have a well-structured roadmap and a detailed plan.
So you're talking about outlining all the steps involved, right?
Exactly. You need to establish realistic timelines for each phase of the implementation, identify the resources you're going to need, both internal and external, and make sure everyone involved understands their roles and responsibilities. And it's often a good idea to break down the implementation into smaller, more manageable phases, things like preparing the data, training the AI models, testing the features, and then finally deploying everything in your live Salesforce environment.
Right, break it down into bite-sized chunks.
Exactly. And another really valuable thing to consider is bringing in some outside expertise. There are a lot of experienced Salesforce AI implementation partners out there who can guide you through the entire process, share their best practices, and help you avoid common pitfalls.
So don't be afraid to ask for help.
Exactly. Sometimes it's better to have someone who's been there and done that guiding you along the way.
Makes sense. So you got a plan, you got your partners, you're ready to roll. How do you actually get those AI models trained and up and running?
That involves the crucial steps of training and validating your AI models. Fortunately, Salesforce makes this pretty user-friendly with tools like Einstein Prediction Builder and Einstein Discovery. These tools let you create custom AI models that are tailored to your specific data and your unique business needs.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
No, not at all. You can build models that are really specific to what you're trying to achieve. And the basic idea is that you feed your relevant data into these tools, and the AI algorithms do the heavy lifting. They learn from your data, identifying the patterns and correlations that drive those predictions and insights.
So the AI is doing the learning, not the humans.
Exactly. But it's super important to validate those models before you unleash them on your live data.
Right. Make sure they're actually working as expected. How do you do that?
You basically test them using historical data to see how accurate and reliable their predictions are. This validation process is critical because you want to be confident that the insights and recommendations you're getting from AI are trustworthy. And then, of course, you'll probably need to do some fine-tuning along the way.
So it's not just a set-it-and-forget-it kind of thing?
Nope. You need to keep an eye on things, make adjustments as needed, and ensure those models are staying accurate and relevant over time.
Got it. So the models are trained, they're validated, they're ready to go. How do you integrate them into the daily workflow of your teams? How do you make sure people are actually using them?
The key is to make those AI-powered insights easily accessible. You want to integrate those trained models right into your existing Salesforce workflows. So, for example, you might customize your Salesforce page layouts, reports, and dashboards to display the AI insights and recommendations right where your teams are already working.
So, no need to switch between different systems or tools. It's all right there in Salesforce.
Exactly. So if you're using Einstein lead scoring, for example, you could have the lead score displayed prominently on each lead record so your sales team can see it instantly. Or you could embed Einstein Opportunity Insights within your opportunity management workflow so sales reps are getting real-time guidance as they're working on deals.
So it's all about making those AI features as seamless and integrated as possible.
Absolutely. You want them to be a natural part of your team's daily processes so they can actually benefit from those AI-powered insights without having to jump through hoops.
And speaking of teams, how do you make sure everyone's actually on board with using these new AI-powered tools?
This is where training and change management come in. Implementing AI often means changing how your sales, marketing, and customer service teams do things, and that can be a big shift for some people.
Right. Change can be challenging.
It definitely can be, and that's why it's so important to have a solid training program in place. You need to clearly explain how the new AI features work, what benefits they offer, and how to interpret and act on those AI-driven insights.
So really emphasize the why behind the change.
Exactly. And you also need to address any concerns or resistance that people might have. Open communication is key. You want to create an environment where people feel comfortable asking questions and sharing their feedback.
And celebrating early successes can go a long way too, right?
Oh, absolutely. When people see those real-world results, it can really build momentum and get everyone excited about the possibilities.
Makes sense. So let's assume everything's up and running. How do you know if your AI implementation is actually successful? How do you measure the impact?
This is where those key performance indicators or KPIs that we talked about earlier come in. You need to establish those metrics that are directly aligned with your business goals, and then you need to track them diligently.
So if your goal was to improve lead conversion rates, you'd track that metric over time.
Exactly. Or if your goal was to increase customer satisfaction, you'd measure that. Salesforce has some really powerful reporting and analytics capabilities that can help you track all of this.
And what do you do with that data once you've collected it?
You analyze it, you look for trends, you identify what's working well, and you pinpoint areas where you can improve, and then you use those insights to optimize your AI models and workflows.
So it's an ongoing process of measurement, analysis, and refinement.
Absolutely. The key is to never stop learning and improving.
Okay, so that's the tactical side of things. What about the bigger picture? What should businesses keep in mind for the long-term success of their AI-powered Salesforce environment?
I'd say the most important thing is to foster a culture of continuous learning and exploration when it comes to AI within Salesforce. Don't just implement it and then forget about it. Stay curious, stay informed about what's new and what's possible.
So keep your finger on the pulse of the AI landscape.
Exactly. Salesforce is constantly evolving, and new AI-powered applications and solutions are emerging all the time. By staying up to date and embracing those advancements, you can ensure that your Salesforce environment is always at the cutting edge and delivering maximum value for your business.
That's great advice. Now, let's zoom in on one particular area where AI can have a huge impact: customer data management. How does AI help improve something as fundamental as that within Salesforce?
This is one of the areas where AI can really shine. It can automate a lot of those tedious but essential tasks that are involved in keeping your customer data clean, accurate, and insightful. Salesforce's native AI technology, Einstein AI, is particularly good at this.
Can you give some specific examples of how AI actually improves customer data management?
Sure. One common challenge that businesses face is dealing with duplicate customer records. You know, you might have the same customer entered multiple times in your system with slightly different information.
Yeah, that can definitely get messy.
It can, but Einstein AI can automatically identify and merge those duplicates, so you end up with a single unified profile for each customer, and that gives you a much clearer and more accurate understanding of their interactions and history with your company.
Ah, so no more trying to piece together information from different records.
Exactly. AI can also help with things like data cleansing. It can automatically detect and correct inconsistencies like invalid email addresses or phone numbers, which can save you a lot of headaches down the line.
Yeah, bad data can really throw a wrench in the works.
For sure. And on top of that, Einstein AI can enrich your existing customer profiles by pulling in relevant data from external sources.
So it's like it's doing its own research to build a more complete picture of each customer?
Exactly. It might pull in data from social media, public databases, or other sources to give you a richer, more holistic view of each customer.
And that allows you to tailor your interactions and marketing efforts more effectively.
Right, absolutely. And speaking of marketing, AI-powered segmentation can really take your marketing campaigns to the next level.
Segmentation, that's about dividing your customers into different groups, right?
Exactly. Traditionally, businesses would create segments based on fairly static criteria like demographics or purchase history, but AI can do so much more than that.
How so?
Well, with AI-powered segmentation, those segments are dynamic. They're based on a much wider range of criteria, including things like online behavior, engagement with marketing campaigns, and so much more. And those segments are constantly evolving as new data comes in.
So it's like hyper-personalized marketing tailored to each individual customer.
Pretty much. And this allows you to deliver much more targeted and relevant messages, which can lead to higher conversion rates, increased customer loyalty, and ultimately a stronger bottom line.
So it's really about understanding your customers on a deeper level and then using those insights to create more meaningful and impactful interactions.
Exactly.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. As we wrap things up, can you give us a quick recap of the most important things to keep in mind for a successful AI-driven Salesforce implementation?
Absolutely. First and foremost, define your objectives clearly. Know exactly what you want to achieve with AI. Make sure your data is ready for prime time. It needs to be high quality, sufficient in volume, and easily accessible. Plan for scalability from the get-go. You want your Salesforce environment to be able to grow with your business. Don't just settle for the default AI features. Take the time to customize and configure them to fit your unique needs. Invest in training and make sure your teams are comfortable using these new tools. Establish clear metrics for tracking success and continuously monitor the performance of your AI models. And never forget the importance of ethical AI practices. Data privacy and compliance are paramount.
Those are some incredibly valuable insights. Now, to bring this to life for our listeners, can you share a few examples of how AI-powered Salesforce is already transforming different industries?
Certainly. In retail, we're seeing AI being used to create those hyper-personalized shopping experiences through tailored recommendations and targeted offers. And it's also helping retailers improve demand forecasting and optimize their inventory management. In healthcare, AI is streamlining patient management and even assisting doctors with predictive diagnostics, which can lead to earlier detection and better outcomes. In financial services, AI is a game changer for fraud detection and personalized portfolio management. In manufacturing, it's being used for predictive maintenance, which helps prevent costly downtime and optimize supply chains. And in education, AI is creating personalized learning paths for students and providing instant support through those AI-powered chatbots. Even the hospitality industry is leveraging AI to personalize guest experiences and improve operational efficiency.
It's amazing to see how widely applicable this technology is. Looking ahead now, what are some of the key trends that you think are going to shape the future of AI-powered Salesforce?
We're on the cusp of some really exciting developments. Generative AI, with tools like Einstein GPT, is going to revolutionize customer engagement, allowing businesses to create hyper-personalized content and generate dynamic responses in chat interactions. Predictive AI is going to get even smarter, offering more sophisticated, scenario-based predictions that help businesses anticipate changes in the market and adapt quickly. AI-driven process mining is going to become even more powerful, helping businesses identify bottlenecks in their workflows and optimize their processes. And voice-activated CRM, through solutions like Einstein Voice, is going to make it even easier to interact with Salesforce. We're also going to see even tighter integration between the Internet of Things, IoT, and AI, which will open up a whole new world of possibilities for proactive support, optimized operations, and predictive maintenance. And last but not least, there's going to be a growing focus on ethical and transparent AI, with more tools to explain those AI-driven decisions and ensure compliance with data privacy regulations.
So it sounds like the future of AI in Salesforce is bright, to say the least. As we wrap up this deep dive, what's the key message you want our listeners to take away?
The key takeaway is this. Integrating AI into your Salesforce CRM is no longer a nice to have. It's a must have if you want to stay competitive and thrive in today's business landscape.
Couldn't agree more.
By embracing AI thoughtfully and strategically, you can unlock a whole world of benefits. Better decision making, more accurate predictions, streamlined processes, and ultimately, stronger customer relationships.
And just to recap the key areas we've explored today, we've talked about the benefits of AI in Salesforce, the implementation process, how AI impacts customer data management, those key considerations for success, some real-world examples across different industries, and of course, a glimpse into the exciting future trends that are shaping this field.
Exactly. And with all that in mind, I'll leave you with this final thought. Given how rapidly AI is advancing, especially within platforms like Salesforce, what previously unimaginable customer experiences or operational efficiencies might now be within your reach?
That's a great question to ponder. And if you're looking to dive deeper into this topic, I highly recommend checking out Salesforce CRM Implementation with AI, the Ultimate Guide. It's a fantastic resource that provided a lot of the insights we discussed today. The world of AI and CRM is constantly evolving, and staying informed is key to staying ahead of the curve. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course.